When you top the hill on Richard and Matt Alex's farm near Kingfisher, Oklahoma, large fields of marijuana appear to be thriving, but a closer look reveals it's actually a distant relative. The Alex's have planted sun hemp along with cowpeas. Here's Richard to explain.
What you're looking at there is what we're doing is planting our fertilizer. We're trying to harvest fertilizer instead of buying commercial fertilizer. We're trying to plant it and then reap the benefits from the legume process of the sun hemp and the cowpeas out here.
So how does that work?
They fixate the nitrogen from the air, and then as it deteriorates or as we plant our wheat back here in the fall, it's available for the plants to use. Instead of having to buy commercial fertilizer, we're buying Mother Nature's given nitrogen out here.
You're not going to plow it down, so you'll just spray it with Roundup and let it break down naturally?
Yes, we'll just spray it here. We're starting now. I mean, we need to be starting now to get it burnt down, and then we will just leave it, and then we'll run our no-till drill through it. We'll knock it down, just with the gauge wheels and or the tractor tires. That's how it gets down. Really, we want to leave some stubble up there. If we do get snow in the wintertime, it does help collect the snow out here to keep the moisture on it, because we're in a water conservation era around here, because yes, it's rain, but we still need water.
So how much nitrogen are we looking at per acre here?
You're going to get about 60 to 70 pounds of nitrogen back. I have seen studies in Florida where they have gotten 120 pounds of nitrogen back, plus phosphorus and potash.
The Alex are 100% no-till farmers who use sheep and cattle to graze their crops, and they recently hosted a national no-till tour on their farm there in west central Oklahoma. With today's Agriculture First Report, I'm Sam Knipp for the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.